So going inside, it's very obvious and clear that it's scientific. There's lots of shapes and colors and sounds.
Austinite Jamie Ramsey has just left Exopolis. She was one of the first inside the exhibit.
But through the science, there's spirituality, because as soon as you go in, or for me, you just want to plant yourself and absorb everything that's happening.
Over the weekend, a long line of people waited 2 hours to get inside what looks like a giant inflatable funhouse.
We're just waiting for a few more people to come out because it's full at the moment, so if you just want to wait, I'll take you in a bit.
Shanti Fried is the exhibition manager. She gives me a peek inside.
Welcome to Exopolis. Exopolis is a luminarium sculpture, which is a sculpture of light and color and air. That people can just walk around and roam around the space as they wish, as long as it's nice and calm. Sit down, lie down, enjoy the color, chill out. I'm going to leave you to it.
The luminarium is made of a hand-stitched, super-thin plastic. People of all ages find different ways to experience the space. Katie and McNulty is just one of many kids rolling and crawling around the luminarium.
It's awesome. Really fun walking around in all those rooms. My favorite room is that room. It's with the, like, Saturn things on there. And it has those, like, red and blue box, like, rooms.
I like how the colors change your perspective of things. Like, my shirt, when I went in some of these rooms, isn't blue anymore. It's strange shades. So that's kind of cool.
That was Jennifer Jakes. Her daughters, Aubrey and Kaylee, see more Instagram benefits.
It's really nice to find just a little spot and just kind of look up at the ceiling. We'd go to each room and lay down on the floor so we could take a picture of the ceiling. And then I'm planning on showing all my friends because it's really nice to be in here.
Some parents, like Robert Sirago and Heather Darby, use the luminarium as an opportunity to talk to their son James about science.
Some of the blues are hot.
Some of the blues are hot when you touch them?
Yeah.
Why? What's making it hot in here?
The sun.
Right.
Is that what makes the colors too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exopolis will be at the Long Center through January 27th. Check out our photos of the exhibit at kutnews.org. Tyler Pratt, KUT News.